Scripture comes from Psalm 26, verses 1 through 12. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord without wavering. Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind, for your love is ever before me, and I walk continually in your truth. I do not sit with deceitful men, nor do I consort with hypocrites. I abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go about your altar, O Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. I love the house we live, O Lord, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my life with bloodthirsty men, in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hands are full of bribes. But I lead a blameless life. Redeem me and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground. In the great assembly, I will praise the Lord.
Hello, I'm working. Somehow I pushed the button. I was on mute. All right, Abraham Lincoln is what Micah said. And tell me some of the things that you saw that were that he had integrity in.
Well, he stood up for what he believed in and tried to keep a country together.
All right, okay. Mm-hmm. Johnny. Who do you know that you think has integrity?
I think Mother Teresa had integrity. I think she was a woman of God who was called to do what she was supposed to do in her purpose in life, and she served the Lord gladly to help others out who was there to need help.
Okay. Anyone else want to pop a name out there? Someone they believe has integrity? Well, I certainly would hope we'd say Jesus. I would hope so, yes. Marge?
David. I mean, he made some mistakes, but he also would repent.
All right. We are going to talk about David this morning, because that is who wrote this scripture. This scripture of prayer that Jamie just read was written by King David. And already made the point, he wasn't perfect. Having integrity doesn't mean sometimes we fail. We will sometimes make mistakes. Integrity is, though, what the basic part, the basic being is. And so just because someone makes a mistake, you know, when we think of King David, what do you think of about King David? There's something that I always think of. Let's see what you think of. Kim, what's something you think of when you think of King David?
I think about the time when he could have killed Saul and didn't. He took a piece of...
That's right. That was integrity. He knew that he was going to be king, but he knew that God would put him in, and he waited till that appointed time. He understood the appointments that God had and the timing that God had. Okay? What else do we know of King David?
Well, the one that especially the secular world always thinks about is him with Bathsheba.
Aha. Yes. That doesn't sound like real good integrity, does it? Okay. David did have problems, but it also tells us in Scripture he was a man after God's own heart. Now, this Scripture, they have researched, and they believe that King David probably wrote this after two particular items. Do you remember when, you know, there was Saul had died, his son Jonathan had died, and then there were some other heirs that were there that were of his family that were trying to be king, but God had appointed David. And so there was battles going on. There was kind of like a civil war there. And so the general who was fighting against David decided that he was going to join David's camp. Now, that general had killed David's general's brother. Okay? See, I know, fun keeping all this in. And so, when that general came over to join David, David's general kills him. Okay? And this prayer was written during that time. There's another time that they think probably this also was about, and again, it was where a person who had done something that the king had not appointed or ordered. And so he is crying out before the Lord, "Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I trusted in you, Lord, without wavering." So he says, "You can test me. Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind." How many of us dare say that to God? Examine my heart and my mind. I'll tell you, I'm up there in praise time and I'm trying to keep my mind totally focused on the Lord. And sometimes it's hard, and you'll notice sometimes I may lose my spot. Sometimes I get focused on the Lord and I forget that I'm supposed to be playing the keyboard. Okay? It happens sometimes. But sometimes the Lord just takes over and He plays the keyboard and I'm able to just be there in spirit. And then sometimes out of nowhere comes this thought. It has nothing to do with praise or worship. And it's like, boom. And I'm there saying, "No, Satan, get out of here. Because I want to be focused on the Lord." So sometimes it frightens me to say, "Lord, examine my mind and examine my heart." Because sometimes my motivations aren't just so perfect. And God knows that. Now see, you all can't look at my heart. And I'm so, thank you, Lord. But sometimes, and that's why God says that He's going to try our works and test them by fire to see whether they're going to get burned up. The ones that I'm doing because of wrong motives, they're going to get burned up. They're not going to last. But the ones that I'm doing that are pleasing to God, they are going to be a part of the rewards that I will receive in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But sometimes those motives, and I say, "Keep, Lord, show me so that I can get them corrected." So I'm more, "Lord, I know you've got to look at this, and I'm so thankful He's a God of mercy, and that His mercy is renewed every day, and the blood of Jesus has washed away all of my wrong motives, all of my sins." Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So David was crying out to the Lord because of the sins. And David, as the head of a people, was responsible. I want you to think for a moment about Achan when they were going in to take over the nation. And Aaron was the, or not Aaron, Joshua was the leader at that point. Aaron was the high priest. But Joshua was the leader. And all of a sudden, they start losing the battles. They go to the battle of Ai. They just destroyed Jericho. No problems at all. And here they go to this little tiny town of Achan. And they lose. And Joshua cries out to God because he recognizes that they were a people of God. And if there is sin in the people of God, it needs dealt with. And so he asked God to show him, and he said there was sin. And so Achan had taken plunder from Jericho. He was not to have taken any plunder. And that sin caused the whole people to have problems. And so David is crying out for his people here. He's crying out for his nation, and he's crying out for himself. "Look at me, Lord. I am trying to be full of integrity. Because I know that that's what you want." And I think that is why God said David is a man after his own heart. Because David did have integrity. I want you to think about after David had committed adultery, after David had had a son, and the punishment that he received, a horrible, horrible punishment. His son was taken from him. And he cried out the whole time that his son was sick, asking for God to forgive. And God said, "No, this is what has to happen." And the people didn't understand that once the son died, why wasn't David then in mourning? Before, he had been in mourning, crying out to the Lord. But he knew once he was gone that it was time to rise up. So, in this psalm, he pours out and he says, I've washed my hands. I've tried to be clean. And that's what this is all about, David's prayer. And so, this morning, I simply want us to recognize we need to also have this prayer as a part of our life. Lord, clean me. Lord, look at me, examine me. Lord, if there are wicked things, show me so that I can get rid of them. Because the blood of Jesus came that you and I can have life and have it abundantly. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father, for your presence with us. Thank you, Father, for your love and mercy. Lord, let us learn to be totally changed, to be a new creature, getting rid of all the old junk. We thank you, Lord, for your challenge. In Jesus' name, amen.